Sa pinagsamang datos sa taong 2021 ng Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, lumabas na tinatayang isa sa tatlong Australians ay gumagastos ng pera dahil sa sugal, at 7.2% ng mga mas nakakatandang Australians ang nakakaranas ng tinatawag na gambling harm. Ito ay ang masamang epekto ng sugal. Apektado nito ang buong pagkatao, pinansyal na aspeto, legal at emosyon ng isang individual. Sinisira nito hindi lang ang sariling buhay ng isang gambler o nagsusugal, kung hindi pati ang pamilya, kalusugan at buong komunidad. Paliwanag ni Sally Gainsbury na isang profesor ng psychology sa University of Sydney, hindi madaling solusyonan ang pagkalulong sa sugal o addiction.
Gambling can be easily hidden both online and offline. It's often called the hidden addiction because you don't see it in someone's eyes or smell it on their breath if they have a gambling problem. Online gambling brings that to the next level by obviously being able to be physically in the home while gambling or doing it on a mobile device. So it does appeal to different people, particularly if it's online wagering, it has a somewhat of a different audience to poker machines. The harms are still the same and the financial costs are still the same.
Ang pagsusugal ay hindi gaanong malaking problema sa mga individual na galing sa culturally and linguistically diverse na komunidad. Subalit, lumabas sa ginawang pag-aaral, mahina sila at madaling apektado sa negatibong epekto ng pagsusugal at nakakaranas ng maraming problema sa pagsusugal kumpara sa pangkalahatang komunidad. Ayon kay Natalie Wright, ang director ng Office of Responsible Gambling sa New South Wales, ang kultura ng isang tao ay may malaking impluensya sa kanyang pagsusugal.
So quite often, shame and stigma are really big barriers to help seeking in people from culturally and linguistically diverse communities. And often that collectivist sort of culture means that the problem that they may be experiencing with gambling is not only individual, it reflects on the families. And the other issue is around counselling in many communities, a really foreign Western concept. So there's often a notion that people want to keep things within the family.
Ang lalaking itatago natin sa pangalang Adam na may Arabic background at nakatira sa Western Sydney ay kasalukuyang nasa recovery stage pa ng kanyang pagkalulong sa sugal na nagsimula noong taong 2014.
In general, in terms of Middle Eastern culture, counseling and seeking help is frowned upon regardless of addiction. I think for me, like in terms of my immediate family, they were extremely supportive of me getting help when I wanted to be helped. My extended family was, how do I say it? They looked at me as if I was as if something was wrong with me, not necessarily someone who needed help.
Ayon kay Professor Gainsbury, na isa ding direktor ng Gambling Treatment and Research Center sa University of Sydney, mahalaga na i-target ang mas malaking problema sa likod ng kanyang pagsusugal dahil ito ang totoong problema.
Obviously, one aspect is to work with the individual to manage their own understanding of gambling and use of gambling as a coping strategy, but also to look at the dynamics of their environment. Do they have support in terms of their recovery? Have they disclosed their gambling problem? Is their gambling problem impacting significant others? And how can we set them up for success by changing that environment?
Subalit, sabi nito, hindi lahat ng mga sugarol ang pipili ng formal na paraan para sila ay matulungan sa kanilang pagka-addict.
There's a lot of variation in terms of how people get support for gambling, and many people will look for informal support. So whether that be a health practitioner or, you know, supports within the community, such as community leaders or religious leaders, or support within their family. This can be really helpful if it is appropriately provided.
Ang kaanak at kaibigan mismo ng mga taong nalulung sa sugala ay apektado din, kaya nangangailangan ito ng suporta.
They are often experiencing financial harm associated with gambling. They might be experiencing stress to the relationship and they have to deal with the negative consequences. So these people need to have support for themselves in order to manage their own levels of stress or distress. They also need to support themselves regardless of whether the person is trying to change their gambling. It's also helpful for them to have support while they're trying to assist someone or support someone who is attempting to recover.
Sa kaso ni Adam, may isang miyembro ng kanilang pamilya ang humingi ng saklolo at sumailalim sa counseling, kaya malaking tulong ito sa buong pamilya.
So after this particular family member seeked help due to my gambling, they were better able to support my requirements for recovery, which sometimes can be very difficult to understand when you're not an addict. Well, I think the getting professional help provided them with the understanding that they're not responsible for what has happened. They're not at fault for what has happened, and they can navigate the individual that I am much easier.
Saad ni Adam ang tumulong sa kanya para makabangon muli ay sa pamamagitan ng Gamblers Anonymous. Ang Gamblers Anonymous ay isang grupo ng mga kababaihan at kalalakihan na nagsasama-sama para ibahagi ang kani-kanilang karanasan at pag-asa para tugunan ang problema at tulungan ang bawat isa para makabangong muli mula sa pagkalulong sa sugal. Subalit aniya, bawat kaso ay iba-iba.
For some people, it might be as simple as getting into a routine of not going to the gambling venues and changing your life around, becoming more a part of your community as opposed to continually gambling. I've seen people succeed with just going to counseling on a weekly basis or changing jobs or changing programs of life, exercising more. There's things that work for everyone.
Ang mga estado at teritoryo sa Australia ay nag-aalok ng serbisyo, gaya ng pagbibigay ng resources at payo o counseling sa pamamagitan ng pakikipag-usap online, sa telepono o kaya sa personal na pagbisita. Sa ngayon dito sa New South Wales, ikinampanya ng gobyerno ang The Number That Changed Our Life. Ito ay naglalayong matulungan ang mga taong mula sa iba't ibang kultura at komunidad na humaharap sa pagiging adik sa sugala at nagbibigay sila ng kaalaman para sa mga hindi patiyak kung saan sila makahingi ng tulong. Ang pinakaunang matawagan nilang may mga problema dito sa estado ay ang Gamble Aware, sabi ni Natalie Wright. Maaari itong matawagan sa Gamble Aware Helpline sa 1-800-858-858 at kung nangangailangan ng interpreter, kailangan ipagbigay alam para mahanapan ng tagapayo o counselor na marunong magsalita ng kanilang sariling lingwahe.
So we actually provide counselling in upwards of 50 languages. So that is available for anyone in New South Wales. Family plays a really big part in supporting the person that is struggling with gambling. And our services also support their loved ones. You know, the importance of family, particularly in culturally and linguistically diverse communities, can't be understated.
Ang mga support resources ay maaaring ma-access sa Gamble Aware website at nakasalin ito sa maraming wika sa komunidad. Ang mga counselor naman ay maaaring makatulong sa problemang pinansyal at emosyonal ng pamilya, kaanak at mga kaibigan ng mga sugarol.
Those that we support, about a third of our clients through Gamble Aware are actually friends and family of the gambler, and we know that it's really effective for not only supporting them but their loved one in their recovery. And the other thing to mention is that it's therapeutic counselling, but there is also financial counselling available. If there are some debt piling up due to your loved one's gambling or, you know, there's the financial issues.
Sa panghuli, ayon kay Professor Gainsbury, pinakaunang hakbang para sa mga mahal sa buhay ng mga sugarol, dapat isiping hindi sila nag-iisa at ang makahanap ng suporta ay pinakamahalaga para sa ikabubuti ng buong pamilya at ng buong komunidad.
It's important for people to realize that there is a lot of support available for them. They're not by themselves. This is not a unique problem they have to face for the first time. To be mindful of, you know, the adage of getting your own oxygen mask on first, to try and be supportive of someone with a gambling problem, but to encourage them to seek professional help. This is something that people have years of training to be able to do. It's not expected that as a friend or a family member, you're going to be able to provide that same level of support to help someone.
Para sa suporta, tumawag sa National Gambling Helpline sa 1-800-858-858. National Debt Helpline sa 1-800-007-007 o Lifeline sa 131114. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Zoe Thomaido na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.